pub quiz. How to have fun and learn something in the pub. Can you answer these general knowledge questions? 1. What's the title of Beethoven's only opera? 2. How long is an Olympic swimming pool? 3. Which film character was played by Olympic swimmer Johnny Weissmuller? 4. What was Ringo Starr's original name? 5. What nationality was explorer Ferdinand Magellan? How did you get on? If you got 3 or more, perhaps you should think about joining a pub quiz team. Pub quizzes are extremely popular in the UK. Most follow a fairly similar format. Friends form teams of about 4 players, and each player pays £1 to play. This money becomes the prize for the winning team, and at a popular quiz, this can be over £100. There are usually 4 or 5 rounds of questions, and each team has to write their answers on an answer sheet. The questions are written by a quizmaster. He or she uses reference books or the internet to look for interesting questions. Typical pub quiz questions are on topics such as sport, especially football, TV, such as soap operas, and music, although there are also questions on history, geography, and science. The questions are often quite difficult, much harder than the 5 examples above. So why do people like quizzes so much? The British have always enjoyed quizzes. Having good general knowledge was regarded as important for schoolchildren in the 1950s, and teachers would often ask students questions to test them. There were even magazines to develop their knowledge base, with titles such as Look and Learn and World of Wonder. Quizzes have been very popular on TV too. Long-running popular programs include University Challenge, a quiz competition between students at different universities, Mastermind, an individual quiz in which each contestant answers questions on their specialist subject, and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which has become popular in many different countries. There are also board games based on general knowledge. Trivial Pursuit came out in 1982 and has since become a worldwide bestseller. This led to the invention of the quiz machine, which appeared in UK pubs in the late 1980s. These gave players the chance to win money if they could answer general knowledge questions correctly. The problem was that the people who were playing the machines didn't buy many drinks. But pub owners soon realised that having a quiz for everyone would be more sociable, and people would buy more drinks. So, in the early 1990s, the pub quiz was born. Why not find out when your local pub's having a quiz? It's a great way to meet people, and you never know, you may even learn something useful.